1929, I attended a theoretical physics summer session at the University of Michigan. One of the famous ones. Ed Condon was giving talks on quantum mechanics. It was before Condon and Morse. This was Condon and Morse that was being written at that time. Ed was teaching at that time. Dirac was there, and there were a number of people, and I learned some things. I've never forgotten things about spectroscopy, atomic spectroscopy, from the people at Michigan who knew these things very well. That was extremely useful. But I didn't know any quantum mechanics, and I certainly didn't understand Dirac at that age. But I was so naive that I did the homework in Ed's class, and at one point I was trying to check on some of the stuff he'd given us, and I couldn't get the same answer that he did. And I still remember that I couldn't dream that I wasn't making mistakes. I couldn't possibly understand why I wasn't getting the answer, and I even asked myself the question, is it possible that I don't know how to take the complex conjugate of a number? And finally, I went and asked the teacher, namely Ed Condon, and it turned out that I was right. And I think that maybe he looked at me twice at that point, and how did I get to California? Because Ed had been